So I guess the first question, Dr. Leo, really is, have you ever used any of these internet financial products?
I have little literacy over the internet finance, but I make the decisions to use it either for my company and also for my family. My wife pretty much knows all this stuff. Based on my approvals.
So does that mean that you're really quite confident about this field and also the yield brought by these internet financial products?
Well, there are always, you know, two sides to one coin. If you look for a higher yield, and you got to be prepared for a higher risk. But to minimize the risk, you got to do a bit of homework. And also to build a better portfolio instead of, you know, shoveling all the eggs in one basket risk.
Right. So could you compare, you know, what really is the difference in your mind between internet financial products that we've been seeing, so like Yuabao, like QQ Finance versus a bank?
I have little time to sit down from 9 to 5. So we normally make the investment decisions after 9 o'clock in the evening. so therefore, the internet does offer this type of flexibility. And number two, there is really no territorial control. So you do not have to go to a fixed bank and to look at into products that is close to Beijing. So it's anywhere in China, anywhere in the world even. And then you can really make decision quick within a few seconds, you know, your decision's done. And I really hate, you know, standing in the lobby of those traditional banks waiting to be called. Even if you have a VIP card also when you see, you know, some intern students doing all the processing job, oh, I messed up with one document, you got to wait for another half an hour. So that I really feel pissed about all this type of hassle. So even if it means higher risk, it's a better experience dealing online.
Sure, perhaps in some senses the convenience balances out the risk.
That's right.
So do you think the initial, I mean, looking specifically at Yuabao in this case, I mean, the initial rate was more of like a marketing tactic, perhaps, trying to attract more users?
Yes, I think now for them, they made their own calculation because the cost of operation is very low. You do not have to build the brick and mortar. Venue, and you do not have to hire a lot of people to do the calculation and handle all those documentation. So definitely they have a cost advantage over there. And for those, you know, the tiny deposits, for individuals, they are not very significant. But the collective power is so strong that it's even beyond Jack Ma's expectation and beyond all central banker policies makers' expectation. So it really is a very aggressive innovation, and that really made our government say they have been losing the vision as how to deal with this. And the worry is that, okay, Jack Ma is going to be the central bank, you know, if it is allowed to grow so wildly. That many of those, you know, the shadow banking industries, they have shifted actually online, the shadow banking and also the even the underground the banks, they all surface online and to join this whole bandwagon. But now I think, you know, it's going to cool down, but the business will still be there to grow.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Internet banking in China is amazingly inconvenient even. I mean, you know, compared to, you know, I have an account with Bank of America back in the United States. In order for me to access my account, you know, make transfers, make deposits or anything like that via the website, it's very easy. Put in, you know, I have two or three different passwords that you have to use and remember. Yeah. Once you do that, you're fine. Here, it's like you have to have a special USB thing, and then, you know, your cell phone has to be activated and all sorts of things. And so it really seems that, you know, banks in China are just kind of really behind you know, almost on their back step when it comes to internet products.
Yeah, I think that's the tradition, and they wanted to make it extra difficult to ensure security. So, however. For me, you know, difficulty doesn't necessarily go together with a right. with a security issue. So you can be efficient, and also you can also have security. And traditional banks, they also get linked with the policy guideline and also with the reinsurance and the reinsurance companies behind it. And probably they are, when they involve more stakeholders, so they have to get more bureaucratic.
So what would you say, as a way to begin wrapping up, what kind of advice would you give us in terms of investing online? I mean, is there any warning signs or anything like that we should look out for?
Yes, one is that when the yield is double digit, do not touch it. Or at least do not touch it, you know, over 90 days. And also that spread of those eggs within different product portfolio. Then, and also that the portfolio must be structured in a way that higher yield and lower yield can be combined. Mm. So do not simply just go for all those high yield promises. And third is that you really need to inquire in the end destination of your money. Instead of simply leave it to a platform or leave it to a sales representative. And fourthly, you know, make sure that you follow, you know, at least on a weekly basis what is going on so that you can make decisions in the process instead of waiting for the end destiny.
Yeah, somehow that reminds me of like the wealth management products, not necessarily platforms, but products where people just kind of, they're quote unquote guaranteed, you know, 20% yield. And then, you know, it turns out, as we've seen earlier this year,
they guarantee
year, actually,
it if they can guarantee.
Right. But then we found out this year that some of these WMPs that were linked to real estate developers just completely fell through. Didn't necessarily make big news here in China, but certainly, you know, economics and finance blogs in the United States picked it up really quickly because it's a big deal.
Yeah.
When quote unquote guaranteed yields, of course, just basically disappear.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. And lastly, I think the do not gamble too big. Mm. And I know that some families, they mortgaged their house and looking at this. So this is going to be very risky.